We continue on here on this Thursday night. Locker Room Chats here on KNZA 103.9. And now we get our continuing conversation with Jackson Heights. And we're joined now by the boys' head coach. That is Brett Platner. It is presented by Farm Bureau Warum, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawaka Fitness Center. Coach, let's dive into the first game of the year. Last week on the road at Royal Valley, a team that made the state championship game a year ago, but they lost quite a bit of pieces, but they certainly have some talent back, you know, inside the Big Seven. 49-45, Panthers are able to hold on for the victory. What'd you learn about your team in that first game?
You know, I thought we're a little ahead of schedule from where I thought we would be. It was kind of a situation like we talked about last week that they were going to be starting five new guys who had experience in the past coming off the bench for them and were looking to fill some new roles. And that was largely the case for our guys as well. We had five new starters, but all five of those guys had been with our program for the last several years. And one, Jude Williams, who, you know, wishes he could have been with our program, but had some football injuries and had to sit out the last 2 years. But, overall, I thought early in the game, we didn't have the intensity we needed. We kind of sat back and we're kind of wondering what they were going to do, and they kind of brought the game to us quick, got ourselves in a 10-2 hole early on, and our guys responded from that and really tightened the gap, and it was a pretty close game at half, and they extended the lead midway through the third to about 10 points again, and then we, midway, late in the fourth, we kind of brought that intensity back to the game and started playing with a little more urgency, and that showed on the scoreboard. We were able to close the gap, but not quite put ourselves in a position to come out with the victory.
You know, from a coaching perspective, it has to be, you know, a good thing and also maybe not such a good thing at the great time. When you see a game kind of play out this way where, you know, maybe the opposition gets up a little bit early, you know, it may not be great for a couple of minutes, but your team fights back and it seems to kind of be the rhythm, you know, throughout the course of the game. Is it more frustrating or more of a positive thing, you know, to kind of see the way your team battled in that game?
You know, I think it's a good thing. I think we can only take it as a positive. And I knew going into this game, I knew going into this season that I would never have to question the fight, the energy, or the effort of these guys. These guys are what you would call dogs, I guess. And even if it's a 30-point game, it's a close game, they're going to play with the same intensity and effort. Specifically, Jude Williams, what I talked about, I kind of knew early on, you know, first varsity action in over 2 years, that he would kind of have to feel himself out throughout the game to find the intensity, find the rhythm. And late, he had a lot of his points because he was able to find that rhythm and adjust to the speed of the game and kind of find himself within the offense.
Get a little bit of extra practice time this week. No game on Tuesday night as you prepare for Pleasant Ridge on Friday night. You know, how nice is that to just play your first game and then have that little bit of extra time to kind of, you know, put some things together and kind of shaping some things up for your second game?
Definitely gives us a good opportunity to reflect on the first game and whatever deficiencies we had, whether that was offensively or defensively, we can look at the film, we can dissect that, guys can see that in more detail, and then we can obviously apply that to practice in more detail throughout the week since we have that extra preparation. I think the guys reflecting on the film know that while we were close and while there were some good things that we did, that there's definitely some things that we have to improve on, sharpen up on, both offensively and defensively, headed into this Friday night game with Pleasant Ridge.
Yeah, quick scouting report here, Coach, on Pleasant Ridge, a team, you know, that was very solid a year ago, and they're off to a 2-0 start this year. They lost a lot of talent, but still they haven't really missed a beat. Wins over JCN and McLeod this week. What's the early scouting report on P. Ridge?
Yeah, they definitely play with a lot of intensity based on what I've seen so far. New coach, obviously, but he has been playing with high intensity. Their players fly around every loose ball they're on the floor for. And whether it's offensively or defensively, getting in and out of their sets, getting in and out of rotations on defense, they definitely are quick, fast. And if we don't bring that intensity, kind of what I mentioned to the start of the Royal Valley game, we're going to dig ourselves a hole early and it'll be tough to recover from.
Jackson Heights, they will be at Pleasant Ridge on Friday night. Another battle inside the Northeast Kansas League. Cobras head coach, that is Brett Platner, joining us here on Kansas Land Radio as coaches' shows continue throughout the week. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against P. Ridge this week, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Brandon.